Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Yo, this week on No Need for Apologies, we have the very funny, very talented Kareem Green.
Kareem Green.
We talk about a lot of shit, man. We talk about politicians eating babies.
Uh-huh.
We talk about body positivity.
Uh-huh.
We talk about
new rap, old rap.
Fucking self-doubt, finding your freedom, finding your flow.
Vigilante pedophile hunters.
Yes. This episode is so fucking great, man. You do not want to miss it.
No need for apologies.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
Oh, no.
Hey.
No way. So. Yo, so this motherfucker, let's get into
go
it right,
right
now.
Into it.
The person, first we got to introduce Kareem Green. The person that you see to the left of me is the very funny, very talented Kareem Green.
Kareem Green.
The fucking OG.
Joke machine. Kareem Green.
He's a fucking joke machine.
What's up? All
right.
When did I become an OG? When do you become an OG? I have no idea. I became an OG when motherfuckers just was like, the OG. I just became OG.
Well, you get OG status. You get OG status with 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Once you pass 10 years and anyone who hasn't exceeded 10 years, you're their OG.
Oh, okay.
Because they look at it as you.
You've been around for a while.
If you're there for 10 years, you have to be somewhat good.
No.
Well.
No.
Like being serious, being a serious comic.
I mean, good. I don't know.
Well, it's subjective.
Very.
I think if I've seen somebody, there's some people who just stink.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
Like they
just don't get it. I just feel like some people they be around, but they just don't get it.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
You know.
Now those people, and
they've been around over 10 years.
I know, but I don't count them for some reason.
Right.
Cause I go, you're there to make sure the clubs that we practice at still stay up and running,
mm-hmm.
because you're going there doing your stinky,
right?
Doing your stinky rinky rinky. So I appreciate those
fillers.
Yes, fillers. The fucking fillers. They're the summer league. They're the fucking minor league baseball team.
Okay,
but anybody who's working like really doing this shit with 10 years, you have to be somewhat funny.
Somewhat funny.
And the people who are like 3 years and 4 years in who also have that, I'm not doing this shit for play, they look up to you as an OG because they're like, you've been here, you've experienced what I experienced, and you're surviving. Right. And you know something I don't know. So you're a fucking OG.
You get OG, especially by motherfuckers on the come up that's like really trying to do this shit.
Yeah. Right.
Like, oh my God, this nigga's killing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I should give respect to a nigga that's killing like that.
Yeah, you know the thing is though, the people who used to, well, I would say is my OGs, they used to do like the people that I used to think was dope aren't dope anymore once I got dope.
Has that ever happened? Absolutely.
You used to be like, oh man, if I could just get like them, they be killing everything they do. And then after a while, you'd be like, wait a minute.
It was just that when
you notice that they're using old tricks. Yeah. Old, you know what I'm saying? You know that once you know the tricks, and they're full of the tricks and know like real them. You know what I'm saying? It's like this. I don't know, just tricks that comics use, basic topics,
hacky
stuff.
New students will look up to lazy students, especially if
because you know nothing.
Yeah,
and then when you start learning and go, wait a second, you start.
Yeah, that happens. That happens. I feel like it keeps happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Even when you're like, I'm 12 years in, and there's people who I'm like, oh man, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know what you do now.
Right.
God damn it. Yeah.
It's a. But to me, it's more of a skill set than because well, how you the further you get in this business, that depends on like your work and where
yeah.
you know who you get next to in the business and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So how far you get doesn't mean how dope you are.
Yeah,
but how you know what I'm saying? But yeah. you can't deny dopeness. You know
oh, absolutely.
So I think it's more of a yeah, not being getting better. Like it's like
oh
I don't,
yeah, you're
like,
not my OG if, because you have stuff. I don't give a, like you know what I mean. Stuff. I everybody gets a job.
Right.
You're my OG on the moves you use and the way you evolve. That's
yeah.
how I look
yeah.
at it.
Because everybody
yeah.
gets a
yeah.
job.
Yeah, everybody gets a job.
Let me tell you who's one of my OGs. Be,
who?
My OG, Tony Woods, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
Tony
yeah, yeah,
Woods,
yeah, absolutely.
That's just one of them. But I seen him a little while ago in D.C. And I feel like I'm pretty nice at what I do. But when I seen him, I was like, ah, I got work yeah. to do. I still feel like I gotta get there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how, to me, that's what a real OG, you be like, yeah. man, even though you get good at what you do and you know what you do, but it's just still something, that thing, there's a piece, I think it's just such a fluency with what
yeah,
he does.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm,
that I'm still reaching for. I catch it sometimes, but then sometimes I fall back in and out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Before yeah. his murder.
What the okay. fuck?
What happened? There?
Before his murder.
Murder. Who got murdered?
Wow. That was so a little funny. Strange.
Man. I know. Damn.
But
yeah, that was weird. But no, I get that. I definitely get that. Because what you're seeing is he's still practicing. He's
yeah.
still working out.
Well, yeah.
Tony goes.
Yeah.
I've watched Tony close at a Village.
And that's why
night.
We look at people and we go, damn, man, they great. I want to be like them because they're still working out and we're still doing this shit. We're still yeah. like, fuck.
Right.
If I can just get to that level. Now, when they stop that shit and then you see what they were doing, that's when you feel better than them. When you go, you were using this shit the whole time?
Yeah.
I think some of it is a talent. Some yeah. of it is a talent. Some of it is a mindset, understanding. Yeah. Understanding something. There's something they understand.
Yeah.
And I still feel like I haven't fully understood it. I know stuff.
Yeah.
But
okay.
there's still something I don't understand that keeps me going.
Yeah.
How do I get in? Because it's really flow. That's what yeah. I'm always trying to get to is flow.
Mm-hmm.
And flow, if you can fluently, you know, say what you need to say and keep the laughs coming, that's where I want
to
be.
I'm like that, but I think, to me, I think it's freedom. Mm-hmm. All
yeah,
the
that's
comments,
flow.
I know, but mm-hmm. that flow comes from the freedom to not worry about what the flow is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I watch Chappelle's special. I watch Chris specials. I watch all these comics who are like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And their freedom is, oh, it doesn't have to sound perfect. It just had to them, it's their passion.
Right.
They still do the same. Yeah, they still do the look at the
Jay-Z
ground.
Jay-Z said it at a
and
concert.
They still play with their hair. They still do all the things that they try to beat out of us going, you got to be on top of that. You can't have no ums and oohs and ahs. And then you watch them and you go, but they're doing that shit.
They got ums, oohs, and ahs.
Nah, yeah. It's just a conveyance of, it's flow. Flow is conveying what you need to convey fluently. That's all. But even if there's an in it, or yeah. ooh, that don't mean it's not fluent.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
But it's fluent. You're still moving along. You're not stumbling too much. You know, you yeah. can stop for a second because that's a part of it too.
Yeah.
That's
a pause. Jay-Z said, don't follow the flow, be the flow.
Right.
That's what he said.
When the fuck you say that shit?
He said, don't follow the flow, be the flow. It was
I
on
never,
an
that's dope.
Never heard him say it?
No.
He did on he was doing a freestyle at some concert, and he started off. Everybody was cheering for him. He said, "Don't follow the flow, be the flow." And everybody was like, and then he just started. He started spitting.
Yeah.
I was like,
"Yeah, that's." Yeah.
I was like, "Okay,
that's dope."
Don't follow the flow, be the flow.
That's what. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to be. Yeah. Be my flow.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because it's all different flows. Be your flow.
Man. Be your own flow. Yeah, I get you. It's zen.
Yeah,
I think I'm almost there. That's I ain't gonna lie to you. I think I'm almost there because I'm going through a lot of shit mentally at 16 years in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, this is that last hurdle that they talk about.
Yeah.
Right.
This is the one that makes you, breaks you.
Yeah.
This is the one that you constantly wake up and go, why is that way?
Yeah.
And am I the nigga to speak upon it?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I just gonna just revel in what I already got and don't take those chances? So yeah. Right. There's that, I'm getting to that. And that's that level of you don't give a fuck no more. Now it's seamless now.
Yeah.
I get on stage. I talk the way I want. You don't know if it's a bit or a conversation or a conversation or a bit.
Right.
It's just me being hilarious because I finally figured out what that line of humor is,
mm-hmm.
where everything I say is just funny.
Right.
I think Dave Chappelle's reached that. I've seen a lot of.
Oh yeah.
There's a Bill Burr that might read, or Wanda Woods. Sykes, Tony Woods. Bill when Bill you Burr. Just speak in hilarity.
Yeah.
You speak in some kind of angle. Because this is what you see now. Mm-hmm. It's not me reaching for this perspective. I am this perspective. I'm like, I've studied this comedy shit because I've always tried to be different. That's what we do. We're just trying to find that other angle. Mm-hmm. And you keep trying to find that other angle, you become that angle. Now everything you say is from that. That's why people come out to see you because, goddamn, I've never heard something
like that. I
didn't
see it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to see what this nigga's talking about because his angle is something. How the fuck did he reach that? This is what we're... So I'm like, when I listen to y'all, I go, yeah. So the flow is that seamless conversation.
Right.
You don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but you just know I'm on the edge of my seat because this nigga's fucking hilarious. Like everything, his concept about it is crazy. Even when he goes low, I go with him because I want to see what that punchline is going to be. I see what y'all saying. That flow is, you'll get there because I'm starting to go, I'm starting to scratch at it. Like, can I, am I afraid? Am I fearful? Or am I confident enough to go jump on that shit?
I think something that I can say that can deter me from the flow sometimes is when you hit a certain level of funny.
Okay.
People expect you to always be that funny.
Okay.
So it's
but
hard.
That's what that
you
know freedom what is.
That's the hard. But no, but that's the hard part. Trying to maintain. It's just like trying to maintain that funny, yet trying to bring.
Yeah.
Get to that next level.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to, you know, because you gotta detach yourself from that funny to get to a next funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you gotta stumble to get to the, you know what I'm saying? The next funny.
So you always
also trying to up, you know, get past that other without losing your, where people, because it's that thing of like, you when you go, like certain people go on, everybody come in the room. That's pressure. That's like, they expect you. But, you know, even though you solidify, I think also, too, when your money is in a certain place, too, that helps. You know what I'm saying? When you financially solidified, you don't have to be like, I'm there. I can do what I need to do and
because
figure
it
out.
Because you're performing from survival mode, though.
Yeah.
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 Nothing creative comes out of survival mode.
Oh, you crazy? Yeah, no. Creativity comes from survival mode, but then you create from a different place. That's what I'm saying. You survival is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Survival mode more is like, you got to, that's that competition in comedy.
Yeah.
You know you're creating from pressure.
Yeah, from it's competition. I got to be better. I got to be better than these other guys.
But I don't look at that as survival. Survival for me is like, fuck, I'm telling these jokes because times are hard. You get what I'm saying? Like, you've been there before. We've all been there before where, we tell our jokes to pay rent, but now we're telling our jokes because we fucked up something.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to these clubs I don't want to be in. I'm going to these fucking, I'm dealing with audiences I don't want to deal with. I'm fucking doing extra shit that I know I'm above to make less money than I would if I was just, like, cool. So that's how I look at survival mode. I look at survival mode as, fuck, I'm about to sleep on this couch. goddamn, my account is overdrawn.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think, in comedy, nothing creative comes from that because that's where niggas start doing the same exact set, the same exact way.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
And
they
don't
do nothing
at
work.
You got to win. Yeah. You got to keep winning.
Oh,
yeah. You got, you know what I'm saying? You can't build to your win. You got to just keep every, you know what I'm saying? Like, even sometimes I go, like, say if you got some product.
Yeah.
You want to, you know, you got merch, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got merch. You can't be practicing if you're trying to sell the merch.
Yes.
Oh. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to buy. You know what I'm saying? So that's a different, that's like survival. Yeah. That's more like, so it's hard to, you know, until you get to a place where your checks are big enough where merch don't mean, you know, as much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
Okay. So. I see that version. Yeah.
But I think I think you create out of every mode, but it's just different, the immediate laugh and then the more curated, I think, just a more thought out laugh.
Yeah.
A wittier, I think you get more time to be witty
when
you're not in survival mode.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree.
For me anyway. Everybody
absolutely.
For me
I feel
anyway,
that way.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So.
But that's what I'm talking about too with survival mode. I'm talking about like. That like I'll look at Sam J and I'll go, she's really up here just working on it because she doesn't have to do it to pay
a bill.
A bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sam go up there and stomp out. She'll take her shoes off.
That's great. I go, oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get to that again. Because you always get to that.
Yeah.
Where you go, oh, fuck, I got something. And then.
Yeah.
Swoop.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Right from under you.
Yep.
All the time.
You sons of bitches.
Right from under you.
I flipped that pancake, man.
I used to walk up there with a new level on. First season of OG. But second season of OG, just found out we got written off the third season. I was like, damn. Bigger. We can still use that as a credit, but now I can't get a new jacket for every set. Yeah. Now I got to walk up there like, hey, y'all.
Got to go get the fleece.
Yeah.
I still got my Comedy Central pilot leather right there. Yeah. I take care of that shit. I ain't never getting enough. I'm like, nah, fuck that.
Yeah. I still got mine. I still, of course, I still got mine.
You got
my broke ass game show coat. But no, yeah, man, I understand. Stability creates creativity.
Yeah.
All
right.
A different level of creativity.
Yeah.
You know. I went to a stress coach. So that's where I learned that from. I went to a stress coach because it was free at my wife's job. And he was really breaking shit down. He was like, you got your reptilian brain and you got your just your the brain that you should be living from. Mm. It's like the reptilian brain is
reptilian?
Reptilian brain. It's your survival brain. It's your protective brain. It's that fight or flight brain.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, if you're constantly in fight and flight, that creates stress.
Okay.
And if you're stressed all the time, you're not going to do the things. You're going to be scared. That stress will create a fear. Yeah. Right. And then you'll be afraid
out of fear.
You operate out of fear. So that's where he kind of like beat me. I stopped going to him after a while. He had four more steps, but I'm like, no, you said some shit the first time. No, I didn't want to fuck it up because I was like, all right, I learned something dope. I'm never coming back to this
that's
motherfucker.
That's so funny.
Why wouldn't you go for the next level?
Because the motherfucker was too early in the morning. Like, it was like 6 a.m.
Yeah, why do we got to work on stress this early?
I'm like,
I'm
and
stressed
I would
that
do
I'm
it,
up this early.
I would do it if my wife was also going to work at that time, but she'll be like, I see you there. I'm like, well, if I'm not getting a ride, then I'm not fucking going. I'm not
on
taking a Uber.
You trying to take a... That's stressful.
Yo.
That's stressful to go to a stress coach
the
after
stress
you got to get up
and, you out.
To make your appointment at 6 a.m. 6 a.m.?
6 a.m.
Yeah, what's happening at 6 a.m.?
When he broke that reptilian brain shit down, I was like,
6 a.m.? Oh, that's when New York closed for an hour.
Dude.
New York
is only closed for like 30 minutes.
One
hour.
6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And then they flip it.
Yo, you know who flip it?
Yeah.
Because it's the niggas on the street who clean up.
Yeah.
Because they're just as crazy as the homeless people.
Yeah.
Like arguing with people, they're doing trash everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then the business to start to open up again.
Yeah.
Like, no, you doing?
Right around 7 a.m. 6 a.m. Like, because as soon as the clubs close, that's when the underbelly starts.
Right.
The 4 a.m., the 3 a.m., you know, that's when the bums come out. That's when they start, they don't ask no more, they demand. And they start putting their dick in their waistband and they fucking, you know, shitting in the street, playing golf and all that bullshit.
That's bum frolic, time.
Yeah,
bum frolic.
It's when the bums come out. Like, you remember that scene on Thriller when they walk past the graveyard and motherfuckers start coming up? That's 4 a.m., boy. Especially in the summer. Then they got 2 hours.
Right.
Because you got to understand. I think the bums understand when the trash is gone.
Yeah.
It's New York's, but it's clean now. It's re-upped.
New York is only clean for about a couple hours.
Yeah.
Really?
So when that happens, everybody, they go back in the underground, the rats, they go back with the rats and the roaches, and then the city starts over again, right around 7 a.m. So it's like, God damn, like I've been out that late.
I've been out that late too.
And I go, ain't this
the
about thing a
is,
bitch?
The funny thing is y'all from like Philly.
Yeah.
I'm from New York, and I've never knew there was a clean New York.
Yo, New York is clean.
At 6 a.m., bro. That's it. At 7, it's dirty all over. Yo. As soon as my
I don't think I've ever been out at 6.
Yeah. Like we'd be hanging out at the cellar 4, 5, 6 in the morning, right? Mm. We go from night to day.
We'll get on the train,
whole
too.
Night.
You'll be on the train. You'll be like, damn, it's quiet. All the homeless people sleep. Then as soon as you come back, you see the fucking trash pussy. All that shit, little cup scatter. And then people walking to work in that shit. Like, you're like, oh, man, this was dope.
Wow.
We seen the street on, what's the area down, like near Astor Place? It was so quiet, it was on fire. This was like, remember?
Yeah.
We seen the fucking fire coming out of, there was fire
we was in Astor Place.
Coming out of a fucking sewer.
Out the manhole?
Yeah.
Yeah, we was like, what does it mean?
No one's on the street.
We was like, what does it mean?
Not
like,
it was hard.
New York's nothing. Burning, baby.
And we just, but it was the dopest night ever because that was like, we got on a train at like 6 a.m. and we seen that going down like, what the fuck is
the
that?
Only time,
and then boom.
The only time I would be out at 6 is if I went to some chick's crib.
Yeah.
I mean, like after the club, met some chick, whatever, and we went to her crib or somewhere with her. Me spanking out or trying to spank. You know what I'm saying? And
spanking out. Trying to spank.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I like spanking out.
Yeah, I'm saying. And then I'm walking the streets. Other than that, I'm not, you know, I'm not nowhere near.
You didn't do that when you was coming up in comedy?
Stay out to a certain. Cause I'm not a club dude. I've never really. The only reason I be in clubs as much as I do now is because of comedy.
Yeah.
Other than that, even when I was younger, I got a taste of it. Like as soon as I turned, I think 17 or whatever, then my sisters took me, like my foster sisters took me to the clubs or whatever, and I was just like, okay, and boom. Then I started going to a few more, and I was like, wait a minute, this is the same shit.
Yeah.
And it just seemed redundant to me.
Yeah.
So it never really became my thing. And then at that time, I wasn't bagging chicks out of there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because everybody was pulling them all out the jungle. You was taking them back to that goofy ass apartment? Like,
I didn't dress as... Whatever, I didn't have the. I was more of like, for me, normally when I'm talking, it's a different culture in the club.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm walking on the street, I could still bag a chick off the street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's where I come from. But in the club, then when I go to the club, I can now.
Yeah.
But before, when I first went in there, it's more about buying me a drink.
Yeah.
Less, you know, it's a different thing. So I was just like, I don't feel like dancing all night with your ass. Like, you know, I only like two of these songs.
I don't feel like dancing all night with your ass.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All night? Like, who dances all night?
All fucking night.
This is like, not an investment.
Niggas who can't like close,
two,
I guess.
It's like two of these. All right, two songs. All right, this is dope. He's killing it.
You want to get out of here? All right, I guess I got to move on.
I got to move on. I got to go diversify my bonds. You know what I'm saying?
Diversify y'all bonds.
We talked about that shit. We talked about what you're talking about now in our bonus episode. So that's pretty dope, like hooking up in the clubs and all that shit.
Because my life was a little different. I went to the clubs, but I went to clubs to actually dance and battle and all that. Because
you were a dancer.
Yeah, I did all that.
You like the dance.
And that's how we got girls. Hopefully,
I like the dance, but you like the dance. You know, the thing is, I look at this him, there's a few other comedians that dance, and I'd be like, man, there's such a freedom in dancing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a freedom in
there. Yeah, it's a freedom in dancing. But I was never really free enough to dance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, there's a dude dancing on the train today. He wasn't like a team or nothing. He just had his headphones on. He was standing by the pole and he just started jigging. And people looked at him like laughing. And I was like, damn, that nigga free as shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm listening to something that's in my headphone that's making me want to groove.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm holding on to that pole stiff as shit.
Yo, when I'm on the train, I'll be dancing on the train, though. Yo. I ain't no full on, you know. All right, everybody, I ain't that guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not the nigga that raps out loud.
You're doing that?
I'm right here. I'm like, but.
I'm not free enough to do that shit.
Oh, yeah. I don't listen because in my mind, I look at other people like, what are you listening to? That you don't like.
Absolutely.
That's your music. You pick that music and it don't do nothing to you.
Nah, man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? I'm on, and sometimes people will look at me and be like, all right. That must be good. Like, they want in.
They want in.
Yeah, I'm going to try that
What's
shit.
What's that?
Yeah.
Can I? Please?
Huh? Yeah. All right.
You do that too?
What?
You'll like dance on the train,
body movement. Like,
this nigga be like, when I see people jamming, I'll be like, that's how you're supposed to. Because I'll be getting mad. I'll be like, all right. Yeah, the only thing I don't like when niggas rap the song that I don't know and they be having their headphones, but they be sugar bip bip totem pole nigga.
That's their version of dancing because they're afraid to dance.
Yeah, that's
too much.
Yeah,
that's douchey.
It feels like
dancing is quiet.
Moment,
I'm just over there.
Wild out.
I'm just hearing all the music at the same time. So.
And dancing is an internal joy
that you
looking at someone like, because that to me, watching someone, it's like watching somebody laugh sometimes. It brings you joy watching them laugh.
Yeah.
It brings you joy watching them dance to me anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So then it makes you want to get something. Like, let me get into my shit.
Let me get on my
But some people
dancing.
Don't do that. They don't have that. So I'll be like, why are you listening to that? You're not a happy person in life. If you,
yeah, just that makes sense. I was listening to Energy Level yesterday, walking through people.
What's uh-huh. Energy Level?
Energy Level is by this band called BT Express. It's yeah. fast. It's like, and yeah. I'm like, yeah. So I'm walking faster than all yeah. of New York. I'm yeah.
catching the vibe.
Shoot
in the zone.
I'm like, and I'm yeah. So you could, yeah, because people, that's the tempo I wanted, and nobody yeah. was giving it to me. So yeah. I was like, let me put my headphones on, man. These people, I'm walking speed past these people. I ain't got yeah, nothing to do. That. Walk with a purpose.
Yeah.
Fuck everybody else. The tempo's nice. You got to jam.
I feel like that about the music nowadays too. I feel like the music. Well, no, the music back in the days, it was inspirational.
Come on, old head.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It makes you, like when I listen to a Jay-Z or something, it's inspirational. I can work out to
Jay-Z
it.
Is old music now. That's and, so funny. That's so
yeah, funny. I know, but I still listen to what
Jay-Z
makes
is
me
old
move.
Music now.
I don't I even consider him 50, old music.
I heard 50 Cent's old music. A lot of people, like, that was like 5-10 years ago, 50 Cent was like, I'm old news now. I was like, wow.
I'm old news.
It's sad that, but that's I feel like that's a hip hop thing. That's us though. We make us old. That's we're doing that. Yeah. We're hip hop. So if we make, that's why we're old. Like Bon Jovi or whoever they are, they're not old music.
Yeah,
they're never like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they're just music.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
No, you're absolutely right.
We gotta calm down with each other.
Like, yeah, you're right.
We got hard on each other. We gotta
communicate.
Oh, he's
we
out.
Gotta love each other.
Well,
I never thought he was out. I still listen to Jay.
He's like, but I'm just you 30. Like, you 30. You out.
Yeah.
Like, but that's just. Not us, but there's, you know, I guess the youth, they don't want to hear nothing that seems like their parents like it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's a hype beast thing. I need to know what's out now.
Yeah. That's why I stopped moving at the pace of music. Like, I used to try to be on, like, every new album that came out. Because, you know, like, 8 albums come out every week on fucking iTunes.
Yeah.
Right? On the streaming shit. And I would just try to listen to them and listen to them all and listen to them all. Now I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm done with an album when I'm done with an album. Yeah. I'm still listening to Section 80 from Kendrick. Listening to fucking the I Am Greater Than I Was from 21 Savage.
Okay.
Do you listen to that shit?
To who, 21 Savage?
Yeah.
Pieces.
That album is great. It's the most mature album he's ever made.
The whole album is... His most recent one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole album is like, did you write this shit? Because this seems very older.
It's just 444?
Because it's a great body of music because everything is like, all right, you're really trying to say something within all of this.
So he is from London or wherever.
I am. So, okay.
That's a great album. And I still listen to Lupe's Fiasco's fucking Food and Liquor. And Kid Cudi.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you a hipster.
Who's this guy that I'm kind of like in? I'm hearing little pieces of DaBaby.
DaBaby is good, man.
DaBaby's like good. Baby. Yeah, but I'm still on the fucking one with the baseball hat. This nigga done got a new one out.
Who, DaBaby?
Yes.
Oh, Kirk,
Dirk.
Right?
I mean, Kirk.
Yeah.
Kirk.
Yeah, I have
Kirk is
I've
his second album?
It.
Nigga, he has 4 albums.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And he released it. He on his DMX shit. He releases like 2 albums a year.
Wow.
And he just keeps, I'm still on the one with Suge, nigga.
I thought Suge was new.
That's last year.
So Babysitter is his new track.
Yes.
Kirk. All right.
Yes.
That nigga working.
That nigga,
I respect him even more now. I'm about to go to the baby concert.
Pumping out the good shit.
He already got a song with Cardi B. He already got a song with Nicki Minaj. He already got a song. He got a song with everybody. Twice.
Wow. The baby on the low was working.
That's because you're up on it. I'm not up on nothing. I'm whatever, like, someone, see, now me talking to you knowing he got 4. Other than that, I'm not up on it. Whatever pops up on my YouTube or I hear in an interview, that's how I kind of, before I used to search for music.
Yeah.
And I used to wait, now I just kind of, whatever comes to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so much. And then there's so much that's, to me, it started to blend. It started to sound the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know what to decide. I was like, is that? No, that's it. Like, you know, there's like Post Malone. I didn't know I was listening to him. I don't be knowing who I'm listening to.
Yeah. I don't know who be on this fucking radio.
Yeah.
I be on
Post
the goddamn
Malone's
radio.
Fucking
Post Malone.
Yeah.
Salami. Post. Yeah.
I was like, oh, he got some joints. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a few people who got joints. So the only ones I know is maybe a Drake.
Yeah.
Because he's so in your face.
There's a girl named Rhapsody. She's fucking nice.
I heard about her too, but I haven't. That's the thing. I don't really hear, like, who's the girl now? What's this girl now?
Megan Thee Stallion.
The Stallion. That's who
I don't listen to.
I hear about now.
She gotta make more shit. You in the R&B?
R&B, yeah.
There's Ari Lennox.
I didn't even know there was R&B left.
There's this chick, Ari Lennox, she's dope. Then you got Lizzo, but I only really like one song from Lizzo.
I heard she's doing something, but who's the dude that I thought she was Lizzo was from what's this thing called? One of them reality shows.
No.
She's not on a reality show?
No.
Oh, she's an actual musician. Okay.
She's an actual musician. She's like a body positive big chick who makes dope music.
Body positive? What the hell is body positive?
You know when there's a girl fat, you got to say body positive first.
Oh, really?
You just can't say fat no more. You just can't be like, oh, she's a fat, sexy chick. Like, you got to be like, oh, you know, she's big, but she's body positive. Instead of going,
what's body negative?
Body negative is when people hate their body. It's when they're fat, but they make everybody feel bad for them.
So she feels good about her body.
She feels great about her body. She's a big girl who owns it.
Let me ask you a question.
Like most big girls.
But this is the thing, though. They always talk about body, but no one else is talking about bodies but big girls.
No, like, so. it's an insecurity that they put on us.
Right, like they make it a thing.
Yeah.
Why don't just sing and do whatever it is? They always talking about their bodies, like people who are in shape or not as big as them or whatever.
Yeah,
they don't really be talking about their bodies.
But yeah, well, so they do eventually. They start going, if you want to be in shape like me, they when it's time to sell supplements and shit, they start talking about their bodies.
But that's a workout person.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Yeah,
but singers, but that's what they focused on. Or actresses.
It's all
whatever it is, it's mainly females. I don't really hear dudes be like being I'm body positive.
It's a female created thing. Women are bullies, and they try to put this shit on us.
Yo, everybody,
dudes like fat. There's dudes out there that like fat chicks. There's dudes out there that like slim chicks.
I know.
It's like there's a nigga for you.
Stop complaining about the ones who don't want you. I'm glad I'm here.
That's exactly what it is.
Can I tell y'all?
What's for you? Go ahead.
We talking about body posi stuff, right?
I gotta pee now.
Yeah, the bigger.
Yeah, it's me and Kareem now.
How the big girls be beefing about how the big, like they be making it a thing about their size and body. Okay. And I be like, nobody be saying shit about that.
Nobody.
But you saying that.
I used to fancy a plus size model, right?
Uh-huh.
And her whole thing was compliments.
Uh-huh.
Like she only surrounded herself with people who were bigger than her,
right,
and they was all about just reinforcing positivity. Yes, queen, big bitch,
yeah.
You go ahead and do it, you be that, and they be putting up all this lingerie and shit, but it was like, it seems like the plus size community is only being fed through compliments, like that's, y'all keep feeding each other compliments, I think that's why, like, don't nobody think about the gym or nothing like that, it's just like, we're going to sport this and you look good the way you are. Like a girl could be 400 pounds,
mm-hmm.
but she's not obese at all.
But you're beautiful.
She's gorgeous. You're
beautiful. Look at that gorgeous face. Look at that.
Yeah, but the face was it.
I could be a plus size model.
But sometimes it's like, come on, you're stacked on yourself.
You're
taller sitting down.
That is, but that could be cool. But like, but I don't be. Look at this fucking rock star.
We're good.
To me, it's cool, but just be cool with who likes you and cool with who's not into you.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
I feel like that would be the problem. It's always a beef about people who don't like them because they say because we're big, no one cares.
No, nobody cares.
No one cares. Somebody do like you.
Somebody
and
like
somebody
you.
Don't like.
It's just but you don't like the nigga who like you.
Wait,
that's the problem.
Didn't Lizzo say?
That's the fucking problem.
Didn't Lizzo say she got boy problems? That's the human in her?
Yes.
Lizzo be fucking.
Lizzo, but who ain't fucking Lizzo?
Everybody fucking Lizzo.
You would hit Lizzo?
You know you would.
Yeah, I'd probably hit.
I just seen that picture. I don't know if I want to do that with
my life. It's a big girl, though. It's a big girl.
Man.
That's
your prerogative, right? Remember that word?
Yeah.
But that's your prerogative.
There's no such thing as prerogative now.
But you know, when I was younger, I would probably do that. You know why? Because I was all about vagina. I wanted to come, right?
Yeah.
But then after a while, I started to hone in on what I actually liked.
Okay.
You know, before it was like a nut. Be like, you know, it'd be a rough night. You'd be like, damn, none of the shorties, like, say you trying to bag shorties tonight, and then nobody, you ain't getting no love, but the fat chick's with it. I'm gonna just go out at this fat chick. No. I'm just gonna go ahead and do that. I'm trying to hit. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what people forget. People forget that you're allowed to not be attracted to people.
Yeah, yes. What happened with
everybody
that?
Everybody wants to be liked and accepted. And it's like, niggas don't got to fuck you. They're like, all of you?
Just like you don't have to fuck me.
We don't have a choice. You don't have to bone us either.
Yes, and it's very clear you don't have to bone us. Funny. You know what I'm saying? But if we don't want to bone you, oh, now we gay.
You are toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
the male ego. What's wrong with a little belly? Don't judge. You shouldn't. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Look, I get to pick where I want to put my penis.
Yeah,
there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
So they still think of men like we were when we were younger. When it's like, they fuck anything. Mm-hmm. Because what we just said, when you wasn't getting any, you go to the chick who wanted you.
Yeah.
So now that we grew up and we're mature and we go, I know what size titties I like. I know what size, like, woman I want.
Yeah, you're mature.
And they still like, you ain't out here fucking everybody no more?
Right,
like, bitch, I grew up. My dick mature now.
Yeah. We done with that.
I'm done.
We done with drinking martinis. You know, here's the dick.
And remember dudes, remember, when you was young, too, you would take one for the team.
Yes.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? But as you get a little older, you'd be like,
you don't wanna.
I'm not taking one for the team.
Yeah, you go, we lost today.
You'd be like, yo, bro, you're going to have to just win that how you win that.
I don't
feel like. Win or because I'm not taking one for the team.
I don't want to pull the shorter straw. Not today.
Done deal, bro.
I don't care.
I need you to talk to her. Nah, bro, you're going to have to use your motherfucking powers.
You know what I'm saying? Her leg broke, but she's still a good time. I don't want to fuck the chick in the boot. Why she got to have the boot on.
I need you to keep her busy.
Why she got to have the boot of the three kids? Or the unibrow.
It's always not like that.
Or the club foot.
That's what body positivity was. Because I explained, he told you, right?
I don't know. It's just all these new words. No, I was like, I don't
Lizzo,
understand.
Yeah. Lizzo's fine. I like how Lizzo said, I'm not brave. I'm just sexy. I was like, thank you.
But that's what I'm saying. Body positive. People label her like, she's body positive just because she's a fat chick.
Big girl,
knows she's sexy.
No, she's just.
That's
she's
white
sexy.
America, though.
Yeah, it is.
White America, they ashamed of being fat.
They are, but they keep eating.
The fat black chicks got so many baby dads.
let me tell you something.
So many baby fathers.
So many baby fathers.
Let me tell you something.
Like think, stripes, nigga. Like, it's like.
Listen, I think the black man is the reason why the white bigger chicks have been put back into their dating community.
I like how you put it like they've been put back into their habitat.
Because, yes.
Come on, Cornel West.
They were ostracized.
Go ahead,
this is what happened. Look, I'm going to tell you what happened. It was big white chicks dating black dudes was dating big
I know
white
that.
Chicks.
It's called South Jersey.
Boom, right? Yeah.
It's called a place called South Jersey.
It was a South Jersey time. Right?
It's a South Jersey time. There's a lot of Kermit's and Miss Piggies. Go ahead, I'm listening.
So the big white chicks was going to get fucked by black dudes, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Black dudes dating them or whatever it is.
All right.
Now, the slimmer white chicks that were their friends was hanging out with them and figuring out, like, why are they fucking with these dudes? And now, all of a sudden, the slimmer white bitches is getting fucked with the fatties. And now, white dudes is losing all their white bitches. So they was like, we got to bring the fat white bitches back in or we're going to lose all our bitches.
Okay,
So what happened was they just started learning to appreciate a fat ass. Because the fat ass used to be a problem in their community.
In their community. Absolutely.
It was a fat. They was considered fat. But now, they're all well. Now white dudes, I love a fat ass. They're all back in now. Everyone's back in, ushering their people. And now, you know what I'm saying? But that goes to black men tearing up them fat white bitches.
That's what happened.
We were sheep herding.
And the trickle down theory started happening.
Yeah.
The slim trickle down
theory.
That's Kareemonomics.
That's Kareemonomics.
Kareemonomics.
I'm telling you, that's how that shit happened.
That's the Korean Green period. Pyramid. That's the pyramid.
We saved y'all community once again. Once again. We did it again.
We used our shaboinkers to fucking reevaluate the race relations in the United States of America. This is,
in reality, I've learned that the scariest thing in a white America is a big black penis. That's okay. What it is. That's the scariest. If you want to scare a white kid, tell him a big black dick is good. If he fuck up his society, he's going to go to jail and get a big black dick in his ass. And that will keep him on the straight and narrow.
Okay. All right. So it was us.
Yes.
It was us.
This joke that I talk about, how so white dudes, when they really mad at each other, or white people mad, they threaten them, I hope you get raped by a pack of niggers.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
I hope you get a big black cock in your ass. Yeah. It's never an Asian.
I want you to get fucked by the motherfuckers make iPhones. No, it's never that. It's always Farouk ass niggas.
Yes.
It's always, I hope a Farouk.
A Raheem.
Yeah. And it's terrible.
Runs his dick.
Why they always, why do angry white fathers always send their white daughter to the dick chamber? Like, you better be a, and that's what they want. Yeah.
Yes.
And then they find out we're comforting, and then that, you know, light-skinned babies, and then all of a sudden she wearing braids now,
Making Barack
around, making Barack. She got a neck tattoo,
Rachel Dolezal.
She from the Midwest. Yeah. Hey man, I get it. You did it. We did it. Black dudes did it.
Yeah, this race is infectious, man. This is a beautiful, race we have here that is highly shunned. But it is
highly shunned, man.
Highly shunned.
You know what I get? What's crazy about being black is that we are not considered human for some reason, but we're 100% American.
Yeah,
And we're the most American thing ever.
Yeah,
we were brought over here, bruh. This us. Yeah, this is us.
We've driven.
But we're not looked at. It is fucking crazy. I'm 100% American.
Yes.
And I'm like, and they look at us like, nah.
Are you African American?
You'd be like, what are you talking about?
I'm American.
Yeah, but we are, like, as they say, African descent.
That's yes, all, you know, we're descendants, but still.
Oh, but we still 100%. Yeah.
Came over here, don't know nothing about that. I know everything about TV. Yeah. Come on, man. I'm the most American motherfucker in the room. Like, why wouldn't you? But we're looked at as three-quarters of a human being.
Yes.
So it's a weird thing we are in. Yeah. It's a funny place we sit. So that's why I think we're as magical as we are.
Yeah. It's
a funny.
As magical as we are.
Huh?
Yeah, everything we touch turned to gold.
Pretty much.
And then the white man.
What?
Steals that gold and make us think that was his gold all the time.
Oh,
y'all don't
deep
hear me.
Things.
Y'all
don't hear me. Deep times.
What, man?
Deep times.
You want to get into these news topics?
Yeah, man.
Let's do my song. Let's do this song.
It doesn't go into the 18th.
It is, nigga. You tripping.
Channel 6, right?
Channel 6, Exodus.
Dum, 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 dum.
Watch.
Yeah, that's not 18 all right. at all.
Okay.
All right, what are we talking about?
What we got, though?
What do you want to get into? I mean, I can only say awful, awful things about the Amber Geiger case. I have nothing funny.
I just don't know how people are making it about them, though. This is what I feel.
Let me hear you.
We've seen on TV this family do something we didn't agree with, which was forgive her.
Yeah.
Now,
how do you agree with someone else's forgive? Who? What's wrong
with you?
It's
not up to us, though.
I know that's an insanity. That's insanity that you want other people to hold on to pain and anger.
Exactly.
At the rate that you want to hold on to pain and anger. Everybody else don't want to do that. Everybody else don't want to be mad all their fucking life.
And I feel like these people are fucking selfish, and I feel like this is when the internet sucks. This is where everybody thinks they're giving justice, but all they're doing is they're fucking just keep opening a wound that this family is trying to...
Trying to close.
Wait, that fire's going out. Throw a little more gas.
Yeah, they're like, no, don't forget about this.
Because, well, I will say I'm sympathetic because people cope different ways.
Yeah.
It was very noble of that young man, but I can fully say I don't agree. But I'm not, as you said, it's none of my business on how somebody copes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So right. just watching because but somebody got snatched. Yeah. Somebody got snatched from them. And I'm starting to see that people kind of have to go with wherever they have to go because that is right. a traumatic thing.
Yeah. yeah.
People but deal with that different.
You yeah. you let it but you deal with it in a way you deal with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't shit on what's happening on the internet is they're shitting on the family now. Mm-hmm. They're making fun of the brother, they're making fun of the people who were involved. And it's like, that's not what the fuck
this
you
is
do.
When this when black people ain't shit. Yeah. This is a fine example of black people ain't being shit.
Yeah.
And it needs to be spoken of because
oh, America gonna capitalize too. They're gonna make a ice cream.
The thing is, but look, this is the biggest issue to me.
Go ahead.
You're mad when they're killing us and this yeah. they're killing us and all these because that's what they're saying. They said this makes it seem okay when they kill us, but this is how you treat each other.
Yeah.
That's so who are you? To say they should treat us better when this is how you treat each other.
That yeah. is an angle.
And that's what it is. When people, look, if you and your brother didn't get along, people in the street seeing y'all beating each other
they
up all the time.
They're going to fuck you up.
They're going to fuck y'all up. But if they see that you two get along, even though, you know, you have your spat, but they see that yeah. you're going to protect and support each other through whatever situation, they know they can't fuck with you. Yeah. But the problem with black people is every time we get a chance, we start stepping on each other if we don't do what we think yep. we should do. Yeah. And that what they're doing is what the world outside is seeing that they can fuck with us from yeah. what you are doing. Not oh, wow. because of the police and them killed us, because that shit's been happening and we need to work on that. But you doing what you're doing is what the real problem
That's
is.
That's why okay. white people's excuses are always black on black crime. And it's like, we know black on black crime is, I go, shut the fuck up. It's crime. But yeah. they see that and they go, well, why are you mad when a white person kills you if I'm watching a black person kill? And I'm like, I don't want to have that fucking argument, but that goes exactly to what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's to give white people the excuse to say shit like that.
It's right. crazy. Rock yeah. and hard place because they killed the witness.
It's the goddamn with the N-word too. White yeah. people are getting a lot more comfortable with going, well, if you can say it, why can't I say it?
Yeah.
Like, because.
Because you got white privilege.
Yeah.
But we you can't have everything.
But you call yeah. each other that every day. And so, like, but why? Ain't the same. But we a family, bitch.
This is the thing. This is the difference, though. This is the thing they don't understand is like, if we did that, right? It's like, if your ancestors created something so evil and heinous and done so many things that represent that word, okay. why would you want to be associated with that?
Okay.
Why would you want to use that word? Why would just because we use it? Why would you want to use that word when
Preach
it comes
nigga!
From the people from your people? It comes from your people. Why wouldn't you want to just so? All right, if that's what they want to do, let them do that. If that's yeah. what helps them cope, let them do that. I don't need to be a part of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they need to be a part of everything. You know what I'm saying? Right? Yeah. That's what it is. I gotta be a part of everything.
Them motherfuckers gotta be a part of everything.
Gotta be a part of
Talk
everything.
Kareem! Talk Green!
Next story, what do we got?
Next story.
After the ban in China.
Oh, that episode was funny. Wait. I watched that South Park episode. That shit made me laugh.
I didn't see it.
Because everything banned in China, they was basically, you know, South Park's teasing the whole thing about how yeah. America's trying to. You know, they're trying to cater to Chinese censorship.
What's the ban in China? Well,
let me read it to you. Because it's kind of a big deal. After the ban in China episode mocked Hollywood for shaping its content to please Chinese government. You notice a lot of movies are going over to China now, right? So they dress it up to play to cater to their government.
Yeah.
So Beijing has responded by deleting all clips, episodes, and discussions of Comedy Central show South Park. Official statement from Trey Parker. Like the NBA, we welcome Chinese censors into our homes, into our hearts. We too love money. We too love money more than freedom and democracy. Doesn't look like Winnie the Pooh at all. They was basically saying,
"Yeah,
you got to watch the episode. It's fucking hilarious."
I read this stuff, but I still don't understand. I don't understand what the issue in China is. Why are they protesting? Why are they? What's the ban? They banned. I know they banned the mouthpiece. They said they're the thing that goes over their mouth, right?
Yeah,
the face mask, right?
Yeah.
That's banned, right?
You can't do that no more?
You can't do
that? Yeah, I believe
that. How they going to survive?
How they going to
survive? So pollution in Shanghai?
I believe that's one of their bans.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. But I don't understand what's the protest about.
All right, check it out. I'm gonna read it now.
Protest. I don't, man.
NBA and tech companies like Apple are giving in to Chinese censors. Between China's massive economic power, its government's perchant on heavy-handed propaganda, it is terrifyingly comprehensive surveillance state. There's a season to worry when American companies are so sensitive about what the employees are putting online as a tech company faces pressure from governments across the world, often for failing to remove harmful material. There's even more reason to avoid offending China. NBA manager deleting tweets will have very little effect on most people's lives, but ultimately this is an issue that could be a red flag.
Yeah.
Because the motherfuckers are now, I don't know what that means, but it seems like we fucked up so bad here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're trying to please people over there because we still need to get money.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they done seen what Trump did to this shit. We're a reality show now, America. Yeah. So
right.
anybody that's trying to save face and still make some guap, they going to adhere to what China, hey, don't say that. Yeah, you right, because this shit seemed to be fucked.
Damn.
But that's what I feel, but I don't know what you feel. Because it seems like they're trying to just save face because this shit is fucked up. So they're like, all right, we'll just play the Chinese census because we still need to make money.
Damn.
That's what it feels like, but I don't, you know, I'm not smart with this shit.
No, you ever been to China?
No, I've been to Japan, but not China.
So in China, they have like, they're very censored over there. Like, they stopped doing comedy because they would have, like, people in the audience checking on them, making sure that they aren't talking disrespectful about the government or anybody in political power, because they will ban you. You would get a fine, and they would shut your shit down.
Wow.
They banned Google applications altogether.
So basically, hold on.
Facebook, you couldn't use none of that shit.
So what I'm getting from what y'all saying is, China, they're very tight. They're very sensitive.
Yeah.
When it comes to their government, where you can't make fun of them.
Yes, absolutely. Okay.
All right, but what I wanted to know was, you know, there was protests in the street and all this other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was that about? Was that about that?
Oh, I don't know.
Now that I don't
That's
know.
Love.
I
don't know. Love usually knows.
Love.
Never mind. This
is ridiculous. We're trying to have a discussion that nobody knows shit about.
But yeah, because we got to click on it. I would have to click on it. But
this like, is, you this know, is, I don't know.
This is no need for apologies. We get the premise of the shit.
Like, all I know is I ain't giving up Chinese food. That's what I'm saying.
Yo, all I'm saying is,
pork, fried rice, pork, chicken wing.
You know what? Fuck that. Let's take it there. Hey, China, don't fuck us over, because I love a 4-piece fried with the beef and broccoli. And the pineapples and the homemade iced teas.
Spare rib tips. I just had some wonton soup that was killer. Uh-huh. I ain't fucking.
And I know, and Chinese people figured us out. You know, they fry. They just know how to fry up everything.
Yeah,
fry it all.
Fried.
Fry the fish.
Fried rice.
Fry the sandwiches, and fry the vegetables. And what, these niggas will come in here and buy platters for $7 a pop to the end of time.
We'll make it for you. Yep. Whatever it is, we'll make it for you.
They got in my neighborhood, they got a 10-piece cornmeal shrimp. They fried in cornmeal, $10. Come on, man. 10-piece cornmeal shrimp. I fucks with China. I might have to play to their censorships because they make a 10-piece cornmeal. No. They make a 10-piece cornmeal.
When you go to the, like, I was in Southern Illinois, and they had a Chinese store. Nigga, it was grilled options. It was steamed options. They got so many options.
That's what I fuck with now when it comes to the Chinese, mainly the steam. Like, I like going to get the fish steamed. And
Man, fuck all that. The only option we got in the hood is brown rice. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we get.
Well, I've got
brown rice is the healthy option. Fry up them goddamn vegetables. You better give me all that sauce. Yes. Fry them goddamn wings up. And it's the conjoint wings. So you got to break the wings apart. Chinese people are the best.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking funny.
Know how to get us. They've been killing us for decades with that fried food. Anyway, so what else do we want to talk about that we kind of don't know?
We talked about didn't we talk about the Tyler Perry Studios? Did we talk
we
about
did.
It
we
the
talked
bonus?
We talked about it on the bonus.
All right, y'all niggas got to listen to the bonus. How do they listen to the bonus again?
They listen to the bonus by going to gasdigital.com and going to No Need for Apologies page, and it'll say bonus self on the side, will it? I don't know. And then you click on bonus, and then there's the other episode.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is, sounds good.
All right, what?
Number 9, a group of teen girls tries to set up a trap for alleged pedophile, and one ends up getting kidnapped.
That's what it is. That's you play with fire, you get burned.
No, you don't think a gator is gonna bite you?
Dance with the devil? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I bet you it was the fat one.
I can see them all on little comms.
It was the one that wanted to go toxic masculine, and they're like, "Get this bitch!" No, no. Okay.
Where's Samantha? Anybody? Samantha? Samantha? Is Samantha online? Everybody check for Samantha.
Yeah,
Samantha's gone.
The whole plan didn't go good.
Can we pull this up? Are we allowed to
can
pull this
pull
one
that
up?
Fucking
up?
Bobo. Huh?
Oh my god.
Oh no. Left wait. Okay. Right. Here we go. Girls. Okay.
They said, we have new details tonight about the unsettling and nearly tragic incident in Vista.
Teen thing?
Who the fuck they think they are?
Trying to that sounds like a movie.
A supposed predator before things quickly turned.
Investigators say the man drove off with one of the girls and kidnapped her. 10 News anchor Derek Stahl explains how she was rescued and how her actions may have made it harder to prosecute.
Okay. Oh, shit.
It's a kind of vigilante justice, and it's spreading on social media.
I feel like if they take that blur off their face,
online there are hundreds of groups that set up stings, hoping to expose child sex predators. The San Diego Sheriff's Office says three teens set up something similar in this Vista shopping plaza Sunday afternoon. After exchanging texts on an app, the teens met 32-year-old Robert Dreyfus around 2:30 p.m.
This was really dangerous. And something that is best left to professionals in
that nose looks like a bell pepper.
Investigators say Dreyfus convinced the 17-year-old girl to get into his vehicle to talk and then drove off. The girl was able to message her friends
what
who called 911 for help.
She went in. She went undercover. Dreyfus to pull she tried to go undercover.
What was her plan? So I'm going to suck his dick. Where he sleep.
Normally, like I said, as law enforcement runs these operations, everything is recorded. The solicitations
that nigga look like Harvey Dent.
The meeting places are surveilled.
Old
this
Harvey
is a bunch
Dent.
Of kids.
Earlier this year, like prosecutors in Arizona declined to charge the men seen in these sting videos because of those same questions about evidence. Dreyfus was booked on suspicion of kidnapping and sending harmful material to a minor.
Now, did he kidnap her or did he just take her around the corner and then drop her off?
Probably scared her.
To appear in court coming up next week. Now, some experts say that citizens can help law enforcement pursue these kinds of suspects, but they should do so by passing along the information rather than setting up a
sting.
Yo, man, tell you, she got stung. Everybody want to be a Marvel superhero. Yeah.
The most prolific serial killer in U.S. history.
Oh, thank you, man.
But what did they expect to happen when you ain't got no cuffs, you ain't got
no
taser, guns,
no
taser.
It's just a group of y'all hanging out? But you're going to spit bubble gum on him? Like, come on.
They thought the camera. They
she
the
got
nigga.
In the car, and that what they do
then
in training?
What? Then what? Like, after you get in the car, then what?
You ain't had no bat belt, bitch. You had no batarang.
Nothing.
What, like, why everybody want to be a hero?
Instagram was going to stop him. You know I'm 17.
He's like, that's how I like it.
This dude start picking up speed. Why would you do that? And all the homies, what the, they didn't even
like,
chase it down the block.
Yeah,
teens, y'all are too wishy-washy to be heroes yet. Y'all got to get out of your teens first. Teens ain't shit.
Yeah, y'all not strong.
Teenagers ain't shit.
Y'all not bright.
That nigga was bow-legged.
How y'all trying to be the detective?
He was bow-legged.
How you know I fight him off?
And you got and she got in the car. Why the fuck was she getting in the car?
And why? If anything, you make them come
little
to a place
kids
where
know
you're
not
at
to get in the car.
That's secure. Or something like a little hotel room or
what
something.
What happened to
and
Stranger
then,
Danger? That's and, what you learn when
and
you
then
was
you
five.
Had police coming or something like that. They haven't never watched Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
They need to look at Chris Hansen. Well, you have him come to your place. And then you had police come in. You don't jump into his shit where he could leave. He had to do was hit her with a nice right, paka! Phone out of hand and shit.
Oh,
no more Texas.
No.
Cut the phone off.
No more Texas.
He gone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not saying it like I would take a bitch, but if I did take a bitch, I would.
That's how you would do it.
Pop! Right to the jaw. Pop! Grab the phone, cut the thing off, and just drive into the sunset. And then that. She come
teen
back bow-legged.
Stay. The teen,
the teen
but, that,
stay.
But that's dumb. That was very, that was very stupid. Dumb. And that's, I don't even know why they think they can. Why won't y'all go to school and do some shit? What are you doing? What are you doing with your off time that you fucking decide to be a detective? What's going? What kind of bravery going on in your life that you want to be a detective?
That's
and the most dangerous detective of all time. Won't you do some shit like climate control? Like
Nancy Drew, just beat Nancy Drew, bitch. Why are y'all trying to fucking? I get it.
You don't this catch, you don't catch killers on your off time, man.
Nah, fuck that. All right, we got one more, and then we out, right? Yeah. We got time for one more. We got the driverless Tesla.
Oh, what?
Model 3 pulled over by police for failure to stop. That just sounds like a joke. That sounds like something that's on, like, Fox News. Is that real? So the cops pulled over a fucking self-driving car because it did not stop for them.
Okay.
But, and?
That's I don't know. Who got the ticket? Who got the ticket?
The guy in the guy in the back? The
video's unavailable.
Oh, all right. Because that's some asinine shit.
That cop was so mad he didn't get to shoot a nigga.
What about the protester?
Where'd that nigga go? Where's the nigga at? Oh, shit, it's terrible.
What about the protester to eat the babies? The call for Americans to eat the babies.
Oh yeah, to deal with population control. That was the craziest shit.
Climate change. No,
what did a joke though?
Climate change.
Well, you got to control the populace in order to control to do better for the climate. So she was saying we need to eat the babies. It wasn't. She was saying this to Ocasio. Ocasio wasn't saying that. Some woman was like, we really need to do greenhouse gases and we need to get rid. We need to start eating babies because there's too many people. It's just too many people. Who is this psycho bitch? Like, what are you doing?
This bitch had baby on her mind.
She had baby on her brain.
That is a baby back rib. What's some people who eat people? What is it called?
Cannibals.
Cannibal. That's a fucking cannibal telling you they're a cannibal. And you're not picking up on this shit.
Dude. Get the cannibal vibes.
Because there's condoms, there's birth control. Now you want to eat the fucking baby after they get here?
Baby.
After they get here?
After they get here. Psycho
eat
shit.
The baby. And who's gonna going to eat the on? Baby?
It's so much fat on it. It's like pork.
Like, what you
even
gonna,
pork is better.
You know we overpopulated. What you going to do with that baby?
Did you name him yet?
You don't need some shit. Name him Tasty. You going to do it? Eat that baby.
All
right. Eat that baby.
Oh, here we go. Here's the thing, and we closing out.
Listen. Listen to this horse shit.
For much longer because of the climate crisis, we only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough.
Uh-oh, she's taking a jack.
I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies.
This can't be real.
No, this bitch is a nut. She wants Instagram followers. She went. This was an Instagram follower grab. Because she had it. This is what we
got a shirt printed.
Yes. This is our next.
You are so great. I'm so happy.
I'm pretty sure this is some female Sasha Baron Cohen shit.
See?
Even if we bomb Russia, we still have too many people.
Where's the people that was supposed to stand up and say, yo, shut your dumb ass down, bitch.
The black people are not.
There's supposed to be somebody who be like, yo, shut your dumb ass down. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I guarantee you, like a year from now, we'll see this movie out.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a part of the movie. It's a Sasha Baron Cohen thing.
Okay.
Look at her.
She's just trying to keep it cool. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, when are we going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro?
We can't.
So
all right.
No, so one of the things that's very important to us is that.
How much time is left on that video?
They say, get this bitch out of here. What is going on?
See what she's saying, though.
Luckily, we have more than a few months. We do need to hit net zero in several years. But I think we all need to
this is why I don't trust politicians. She's not even addressing what this bitch said.
Yeah.
She's just not even addressing what this bitch said.
She's trying to make sense out of nonsense.
She's supposed to be like, listen, miss, you need medical attention.
She's trying to clean it up.
It's like, bitch,
you fucked up. What are you doing? What are you talking about? Eat babies. What's wrong with you?
You know what she did? She did a Lisa McDowell when Randy Watkins got off stage. Yeah. The children are our future. Some people say it in a unique way. She did it a unique way. We like the money that jingles.
That was ridiculous. All right.
Thank y'all for listening. Where are you going to be at, Mr. Green?
Oh, damn. Shit. Where am I going to be at?
You can just give me a social because when did this come out?
I don't even know.
Find me on Instagram, KareemGreen21, or Facebook, KareemGreen21. Also, I got an album out right now.
Oh, shit.
It's called Guilty Pleasure. Kareem Green, Guilty Pleasure. You should get that. It's on all the streaming services, man. It's some of my proud work. It's my first album. It's independent. Doing my damn thing.
Good shit. You know where to follow me, people. Monroe Martin, III on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yeah, Derek Gaines at the Great Boy on Instagram. You know what it is.
Keep talk listening. Keep submitting questions. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Get all our bonus content. We're going to be bringing so much bonus content.
Bonus content.
And you can join Gas Digital by going to gasdigital.com and using NNFA to get some sort of discount, nigga. We don't know.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. That's what it is. Some kind of discount. I'm your boy, Derek Gaines.
I'm Monroe Martin.
This is No Need for Apology.